Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The message is titled, How to Gain Territorial Control Over Your Family and Your Business. How to gain territorial control over your family and your business. Let's read the scriptures. The word of God says, and Jesus said to them, go into all the world. Give me King James first of all. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So my emphasis this morning, I want to seriously consider what we consider to be the demonic realm. Now, in spiritual warfare, and I'm going to show you a few things here. This message, both for the first service and second service, it's not to glorify devils, but to expose them. Hallelujah. It's to expose them. Because if you don't know the devil is defeated, you are going to be fighting battles for which Jesus has fully made provision for your victory. Now, there is a contention, and please, I need your ears. There is a lot of contention about the history of demons, both in the church world and in ancient history. But generally, Jewish historians agree that demons are the products of what? The hybrids. Do you know what the hybrids are in the Bible? Who knows what the hybrids are? Wait, just wave to me. I won't ask you to explain. Just wave. All right, thank you, Ayo. Who knows what the Nephilims are? Are you familiar with the Nephilims? If you don't know anything about the Nephilims, wave your hand so I can explain. Okay, all right, praise God. So, the scripture says to us, I think this is probably the Genesis 6 encounter. Let me come down so I can see who I'm talking to. In Genesis 6, the sons of God, known as the watchers. And I want you to understand that in the angelic realm, or in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly realms, there are stratas and layers of authority. Even in the angelic realm, there are stratas and layers of authority. So when you understand what those authority structures are, you'll be able to appreciate why it was a prince that came to Daniel and not an ordinary angel. Alright? So in that structure, there are angelic beings that are referred to as the watchers. You'll find this in the Bible. Daniel spoke about the watchers. And what do they do? Just like their names depict, they watch. So they occupy a portion in the spiritual realm, above our realm, and they watch us. They watch and take note of, please are you with me now? They take note of activities going on here, and they report it. They also have a watcher's council. You will see Daniel saying, this is by the decree of the watchers. So the watchers have their own council. They have their own authority structure. They are like governors. Eh? They are like governors. Okay? Or maybe local government chairman. So they have the authority structure that allows them be in our space, see what we do, but they are not to interact with us. Please, are you with me? I said they are to observe us, see what we do, they can also influence certain activities, but they are not to interact directly with man. Alright, so for a watcher to interact with you, it must be the will of God. God must be interested in that. So they are supposed to operate at the behind the scenes. So we have these angels that were referred to as the sons of God, but they are actually watchers. Alright? And I want you to know that Jesus Christ was not the only one referred to as sons of God, as a son of God in the Bible. Huh? The Bible said there was a garden of the sons of God and Satan was also there. So I will come around that. So, but none of those sons of God, he really does not translate to the fact that you are like the Lord Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is a son in his own level. Jesus was the only son that was begotten of the Father. So it's not that we are all sons, doesn't mean you shouldn't know your level. No angel can claim God. Are you with me? Are you with me now? No angel can claim God and say, we are, after all, I'm your son. You better know your level. That sonship is like an office. It's not like I'm your father, like that. It's like an office. It's just the same way in the Bible. God is not the only Elohim. You hear Jehovah Elohim. Elohim is a term that can be used for God. It can be used for angels. It can be used for demons. It can be used for human spirits for you. But God, Yahweh, is the only Elohim in his category. Are you with me? It's just like saying among human beings, you only have one Donald Trump. Eh? You have only one, what's the guy in Russia now? Putin. There's only one Putin. Everybody knows Putin. Whether you choose to or not, you know Putin. Then you know the one that is losing the battle in Ukraine. You know his name. Then you also know that Putin is currently in North Korea. So we know among men, some are not at, they are more equal than others. So Jesus Christ is the only Yahweh, is the only one in his category as a son, and the only one begotten of the Father, is the only one that can use his Father's name. But generally, angelic beings can be referred to as sons of God. Generally. But it doesn't mean they are like God gave birth to them. God didn't give birth to anybody. Alright? His only son is Jesus Christ. Then he also has Yvonne and Bosayo and Ayo. So we are also higher in that hierarchy above those angels. So these watchers, they betrayed God and they began to take note of very beautiful women. And they came down and they started having intercourse or became intimate with these human beings, and they gave birth to giants. You've read that story before, right? So that those giants, the word translated giants, there's the word Nephilim, which means hybrid, which means they had both human and godlike abilities. Some of them were very strong. The scripture said these guys taught us many inventions. That is the origin. In history, it's believed that's the origin of incantations, the origin of weapons, developing, manufacturing weapons, so many things that we are battling with today. Because when you really look at it, how is a witch doctor able to say certain specific words and it produces certain results, and they say we are backward? Even in Africa, as backward as we were, we knew incantations. How did we know it? How did we learn it? They were taught by spirits. So God, out of anger, wiped off the whole earth. And the angels who left their first estate, what did God do? He reserved them, according to the book of Jude, unto what? In chains, waiting for judgment. So there are two rebellions in the scriptures. There was an initial rebellion where Satan rebelled against God with a third of the stars, the angelic host, and they were thrown out. The Bible said their place was no more found. Then there was a second rebellion of the watchers. So these are deep matters. But just try to, you know, I'm explaining this because if you don't understand a bit of this history, you may not understand why demons are the way they are. So after the angels, the watchers, went back to heaven, the Bible said God did not take them back. They were reserved unto judgment. But what about the Nephilims? They were not created by God. They were not created by man. They were not born of men, per se. So they became disembodied spirits. Nowhere to go. So their place is on earth. They became demons. So now put up that scripture we read, Mark chapter 16. And he said to them, go ye into all the world. Now, where did Jesus ask the disciples to go to? This every corner of this world, this earth, every system, every structure, right? And what did he ask them to do? What did he ask? What was the message he asked when he sent them 2 by 2? What did he tell them to preach? The kingdom of God is now what? At hand. He said, when you go, tell them the kingdom of God is what? At hand. So that's the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom, right? So when he told them to go into the world system, what was he expecting them to teach? The kingdom of God is now at... He didn't ask them to teach anything he had not taught them. Please, are we together? And I always wondered, what's so peculiar about the gospel of the kingdom? Because the kingdom is about a king and his domain. And when Adam sinned against God, God lost this domain. God is still the king of the owner of the world, but the person who runs this earth is a governor named Satan. Put up that scripture. He said, preach the gospel to every creature. Please understand that this creature here is not just referring to human beings. Every creature there is not... it includes systems created by God, man, his creation, plantation, animals, whatever falls into every creature. It's not just man. Which means that as you go in this journey, you will have to many times speak the gospel. Like the way Jesus spoke to a tree and said, dry up. You will need to speak to certain trees and say, live again. Any system created by God, like work. Work is a system created by God. It was God who started the idea of work. He put man in the garden and said, till the garden. So when you are in an industry or you are running a business and your business is beginning not to align with the purposes of God, what God expects for you is to preach to that what? To that business and say, live again. You need to understand the basis for your authority so that when you begin to insist that the will of God is done in your marriage or in your business, you know exactly why you are insisting. Please, are you with me? Give me that scripture. Next verse. Next verse. And these signs shall follow, verse 17, those that believe in my name. What was the first thing Jesus said they would do? They shall cast out devils. Now, I didn't really see the connection. I just put up the scripture here. I always wondered, oh, he could have, maybe he just said it randomly. I realized that if Jesus was sending us to territories, and the scripture says the whole earth is out of course, which means demons are occupying territories all across. They are occupying spiritual territories over families, over cities, over nations. Huh? Which means there was no way we were going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. The first encounters we have will be with demons. Don't you know many people who said, or some people who said, oh, God is sending me to the entertainment industry. We're going to take the industry for Jesus Christ. We're going to bring in a new innovation, a new sound from Zion. After 6 years, they didn't blow. We didn't hear of them. Their track was not going anywhere. They see them doing collaboration with unbelieving, unchristian artists. And they say, you say, music is just... he's a rapper. I sing Christian, but we are collaborating. You see, that's how it starts. Say, Christians need to stop being judgmental. Hallelujah. Because now you now realize that there's a God of this world who sits over music. You didn't know before. You thought that because you are singing in your room and the Holy Spirit was, the presence was, you think that's the way the whole world will accept you. You are making a mistake. You can write a book in your mind. Eh? Or release up. Have like 10 songs and you want to launch an album, say, wow, this song is going to change the world. Your family members were not even aware anything happened. Like you say, you came, say, we're on Spotify, we are on YouTube, where nobody heard. Because anybody that is committed to the gospel of the kingdom, the God of this world will not allow you pass. So don't feel sad. Your songs are anointed. Amen. Your songs are anointed, I tell you. That's why they don't want you to gain traction. Look at the first thing Jesus said. You must cast out devils. Because you cannot take over any territory until you send out the demon spirits there. Are you with me so far? So casting out demons is like the first thing every Christian should know how to do. If you don't know how to cast out devils, oh, you'll be a casualty. Jesus, our Lord, said, those that believe in me, and please understand, Jesus was saying that casting out devils falls within the purview of the new believer. Are you with me? If you are a new Christian, you just gave your life to Christ today, part of the software upgrade includes casting out devils. And how Satan has been able to steal that from you is to tell you that you don't have the level. Now, devils are everywhere. Please put this down. Devils are everywhere. Number two, devils are in territories. Number three, devils are revealed in character traits. Number four, devils can live inside human beings. Number five, they can live inside of animals. Number six, they need conditions that align with their nature to stay in a particular place. Next, what number now? Should I repeat? I said number one, devils are everywhere. Don't kid yourself. They are everywhere. There are lots of them. Don't count. They don't do census. They are everywhere. Number two, they are in territories. Which means you may find certain demons in a particular area and it's just the same way you come to a particular community and you notice the people there behave in a particular way. Like now, if you are from Ogun State, shout hallelujah. If I'm from Ogun State, shout hallelujah. They are not here this morning. They went for Ojude Oba. You are a kingdom person. There was this Ojude Oba. What do they call that ceremony? Huh? Did I get it right? And I beg your pardon. I want to sing one song now. I apologize in advance. But Adewale Ayuba. So now people are complaining that Nigeria is hard. Huh? Did you see their videos online? They say Nigeria is very hard. Like the government needs to do something. And then you see our brethren from Ogun State, they came out. Those clothes are very expensive. And then I was saying, and Tinubu is in his house. They say, these people say they are hungry. Oh, my $1.17 tomorrow morning. Ah! The people complaining about the dollar, they are not in your neighborhood, though. The people who are enjoying, they are not in your neighborhood. The videos were everywhere. Everywhere. I took my time, even in my holiness, to look at it. So you find that there are demons that associate, congregate around certain areas, and they must behave after their order, regardless of what is going on. They are parting spirits. Spirits that love to party. If you go to, is it Los Angeles? No. Where is that? I think it's Los Angeles where they do a lot of gambling. Las Vegas. If you go there, you say you're a Christian, a child of God, you just find that one day you just throw, let me even see what's going on here. You have started. You are welcome. You've been registered. You say, you can actually win. Your friend, your prayer partner, the person that received you when you came to that city, say, let's just go. There are so many things. If you like to play cards, those things you do at home with your friends, they will begin to introduce you to gambling. There's a strong spirit that controls the destiny of people because those spirits congregate around territories. I warn you, if you have never been to Port Harcourt and you're about to go for the first time, do not go without praying. Don't go without that. When you go to major cities, or you have been posted to a land you have never been before, do your spiritual research. When you get to the foot of the land, take off your shoes. Let your leg make contact with the earth. And say, wherever the soles of my feet, not your shoes, your feet. Not your shoes. I know you like your shoes. You don't like putting your feet on. You are starting a new business. Take off your shoes. Let your legs, your feet, touch the ground. And said, according to the word of God, you must declare what the constitution has said about you. Because one of the areas you will, the strongest areas you find demons are in families and in businesses. There's a woman while I was living in Aja, at the roundabout, Aja roundabout, Adobadori roundabout. She was like, I really liked buying stuff from her. Until one day I was leaving my house around 4:30 a.m. or so, trying to catch the bus, the staff bus. And I saw her very early in the morning, sprinkling water in front of her shop. What? Madam? You are here? She was doing that in the early hours. Nobody would have thought that. Someone would have thought, oh, she wanted to sweep the place before the customer started coming. The water they gave to her that will be bringing customers, she needed to do it at a time. It will not raise unnecessary suspicion. But you know, she was not the only one on that line with the shops doing it. But she chose to do as when others were asleep. 4 a.m. So when you wake up around 6 and you say, praise the Lord, Father, I will thank you for today. Some people have gone to the market. They have hijacked your destiny for the day. All the blessings. People wake up 3 a.m. to chant and say, all the blessings in this area, let it come to me today. You wake up and say, Father, I thank you. Ah, demons are everywhere. And they are in territories. They are revealed in character traits. When you see a brother that likes to dress as a woman, there's a demon involved. It's not normal. Men are built to be masculine. You see that ego that I say, I don't like him, he's too egoistic. That's what drives a man. The problem is not the ego. I will tell you what your problem is on another day. It's not his ego, because if he doesn't have ego, he will not have drive. Men are built to be in a particular way. That's why when I'm counseling people and a lady comes to me and say, Pastor, I cannot go ahead because he's laid back. Once I hear laid back, I say, move on. You cannot be laid back. You are built to have a certain character trait, both physically and emotionally. That's why it takes a kind of woman to be a soldier. And men are equal. We are equal before God. Go and join the army. I am not a trained soldier, even though I went to a military school. But if it gets down to it, if I was in Ukraine, I would pick a gun. Yes, I will take a rifle and I will shoot. Because it is in my nature. Men are built that way. All I have to do is to convince myself that this is what I... When I look at you and I see all these 50 soldiers from the other country coming towards me, then I remember my wife and I remember my children. I say, yeah. I will cock that gun and say, for my children, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, I will fire all of you. Because if I don't, you are coming for my wife. You are A man only needs to tell himself, this is why I should do it. That's all. He will lock it up and fire. Say, you know, I'm a Christian. We don't believe in fighting. Say, Oga, you have 3 children. Do you really want to imagine the pain of being... No, I will die fighting. Men are built that way. So you have to look for character traits. When you see a man that dresses in a particular way, or waves his hand like a woman, or throws his hand as though he's carries a bag like it's a woman. You see, demons are involved. It's not normal. It's not modernization. Something is wrong here. A popular American, or is it British, or is it Pierce or something? What's his name? Pierce. Ask a man. And the Americans may not like what I'm saying today, but a lot of them have demons. He said, you are gay. The black man said, yes. I am away. Okay. Do I reserve the right? Can I refer to myself as a black man? Then the other man responded, there's a difference between gender and race. And the guy said, no, I want you to respect my decision to be referred to as a black man. And the guy said, Pierce, it doesn't work that way. And the guy said, why? He said, because you have white privilege. Whether you claim to be white or black, the fact that people can see the way you look, people will give you certain things for the mere fact that you are white. And this is America. Okay, so Pierre said, okay, no problem. You are free to be, even though you are a man, to claim to be a woman. But I am not free to claim to be black. Is that all you are saying? The guy was stuck. So you have somebody who is possessed by a demon who comes on national TV and defends a wrong theology, and you have people clapping. The moment you see people affirming, if he wants to be a woman, well, how does it affect you? So you know that you have a nation filled with demons. And you can tell the kind of demons that are in an area or in a nation by the general characteristics you see among the people. You go to a village and you find that in this village, there's a lot of teenage pregnancy. You know there's a spirit of immorality there. You go to a particular community in Lagos, you find a lot of people who are given to weed smoking and alcohol consumption, even the young ones among them, you know there's a kind of spirit that abides there, because you may cross to the next street and may notice that thing doesn't operate there. Where is this area in Lagos? Is it Park Lane or Park, close to Mushi? In Mushi area, Park something. It's not Park View. I think it's Park... No. It's an area in Mushi. Park something. I really don't do Mushi, so I wouldn't know. But there's an area. It starts. Please let me check on Google. Park Avenues. Something. But just let me check. We were going to look for a property at that area. That was how I knew about that place. You would never believe that place is Mushi. Very developed. Where's Mushi? So you can have spirits that live on a street. They don't go to the next street. They just two steps outside that area, you'll find that what goes on there is completely different. Do you know from Mushi you can cross into Yaba, Jibowu? Once you get to Ikorodu Road, it's as if you're in another world. But if you go to the inner part, Musholosha, Idioro, some people live all their lives in that area. It's not just rehabilitation they need. You need devils to be cast out. So devils, Palm Avenue, thank you. So demons are everywhere. They are in territories. And they what? They are revealed in character traits. Some people are filled with the spirit of hatred. No matter what you do, you cannot appeal to them, even in the office. Some people are filled with wicked spirits. Wicked spirits. They breathe it. You can almost feel the aura of that wickedness. This person in the office, don't go. If you tell him, that case will not be solved. Don't you know such people? You hear of them. If you want this, go to this one. She will help you. If you go to this other person, that matter will become complicated. You will say, go and bring the fire. We'll go and bring the attendance schedule. I want to know who was on duty. When did you sign? Oh, sir, just help us. Say, no, I want to see the schedule. So some people are filled with very hateful spirits. Do you know there are people that, even if a problem is so complicated, once you come around them, the thing begins to, the problem seems to begin to have some ray of light coming in, like, okay, let's call this person, let's call that person, what can we do? So spirits are what? You see the character traits, don't be deceived. It's one thing for you to be like this as a person, but if that character trait is offensive to God, it can become demonized. Character traits can become demonized. That's why I find people, the wife moved out of her husband's house, you two grew up, I say, I can't take rubbish from any man. What did the brother do? Say he went out 3 nights, he didn't come back. So what did he say? I moved out of the house. I can't live with an irresponsible. You didn't even try to confirm if he was kidnapped. You say, no, I will never take it. And you moved out. You failed to realize that you lived with a woman who moved out of her father's house, out of her husband's house, and you lived so much with that person, you have been indoctrinated by that person. Your father is a useless man, he's a no good, he's this, that, see, now he's suffering. So you also develop the idea that if a man is not doing well, he should be abandoned. Meanwhile, your own mother or your father didn't also do well, but he didn't abandon them. So character traits can become what? Demonized. Again, they can live inside of people. They can live inside of human beings. There was this story about Jesus when he was trying to cast out a man with legions. Legion, you know, and he asked the man, he said, what's your name? The man said, do you notice that the man said, he didn't mention his name. He said legion. when Jesus asked him, what is your name? He said, Legion. Please, pay attention. Jesus said, what is your name? He said, Legion. Then he decided to give Jesus a short tutorial so that Jesus won't be asking too many questions. He said, for we are many. Demons answer their names based on their character traits. That's why we cast out demons of lying, demons of lust. We cast them out by what they do, not by what they say they are. So this guy had a demon, which for legions, you are looking at least 3,000 demons, which means your spirit is elastic. You that I'm looking at, one human being can accommodate 12,000 demons. You think you are weak. So now imagine that you are actually serving God with all your heart, and God, the power of God is growing on the inside of you. What do you think your capacity is? Jesus met one man who had about 12,000 demons. Demons can live in people. Don't be deceived. Demons can live in your parents. They can live in your sibling. They can live in your soul. Demons cannot live in a believer. But most people are not born again. Most people in the world are not born again. Out of 7 billion, just about less than a billion claim to be Christians. Born again Christian, less than a billion. I'm not talking about those who claim to be Christians. I say those who claim to be born again Christians. Less than a billion. So there's a lot of work to do. For all of you that want to jackpot, please jackpot for God. Don't jackpot for a good life, because even the Prime Minister of England now is complaining. Demons can live inside of human beings. They can live inside of animals. That man said to Jesus, he said, if you don't want me to stay here, cast me into what? Into the head of pigs. Now, isn't it amazing the choice of animal? The choice of animal the demons selected. They could have said, oh, send us into the sheep. Into a head of sheep. And if Jesus said, go. If there was no sheep there, they would start traveling around. Because that's their job. They go round, to and fro. They go round until they find a head of sheep that can accommodate 12,000. But what is synonymous with pigs? Death! Right? Muddiness, uncleanliness. And look at the demons chose. They chose an animal that aligned with their nature. It's amazing. Which brings me to a principle. If you want to kick devils out, clean up your space. If you want to kick devils out of your lives, what do? Clean out your space. Let me explain. Have you ever, maybe by, no, don't raise your hand, just laugh. Have you ever gotten, you rushed out of the house, or maybe you slept overnight, you've been so busy, you couldn't do the dishes. And after like a day and a half, the whole kitchen was smelling. And I started seeing roaches. And maybe some of these small insects flying around. Or, you know, gnats. What else? Flies. You just noticed the kitchen was a mess, right? And there was a stench. At least you know stench. The kitchen was not smelling so good. Can you identify with that? All right. Now, when you got there, say, you started covering your nose. Because that's what you do. You cover your nose at everything. Then you decided to summon the courage and you started doing the dishes. You washed the cups, then you did the plates and you washed the pot. And while you were still there, the smell started dissipating. Started, the atmosphere started becoming fresher. Are we together? That is how to undo demons. So most times when you say you have casted out a devil and you are not seeing the devil move, there is something keeping them. Demons also follow certain rules. For those of us who lived in very local environments when we were growing up, we know that our parents always told us, when you get up, sweep the compound. Some of you didn't sweep compound because they had to do it for you all your life. I said, for those of us, not all of you, for those of us that our parents told, we even had a schedule, a roster. You will wash the plate on Monday. For those of us that had lots of children in our family, 4 children. So you already know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Most likely you will do twice a week for dishes. Then we also had sweeping, you know, so those of us had big compounds, and it wasn't easy. We had short brooms, and if you are not sweeping well, your mom will come and visit you. How many of you can relate? Some of you have never swept the compound before. You are hearing this for the first time. Eh? Don't worry, I got you. Eh? But you are hearing this. So we swept. Now, have you ever observed a situation where the veranda was not swept? Huh? Then maybe somebody ate in front of the veranda, spilled some food on the floor, and then you saw flies gathering around there. Huh? Okay, have you seen ants gathering around sugar in the house or around the house? The moment you swept the sugar off and washed that place, what happened to the ants? They left. That's how demons operate. A lot of people are in churches and they are screaming, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And God said, no. Do an assessment of your area first. And don't lie to yourself. Come on, say, do an assessment. If you do this assessment, your prayer will be very short. So the prayer, first of all, is to ask the Lord, show me the areas I need to pay attention to, because something is wrong here. If your family is being plagued by familiar spirits and you have been praying, going for deliverance and nothing is happening, it may be time for you to ask the Lord, what kind of sacrifice was offered over my family years ago? Ask him. The Lord can tell you. He will reveal to you. He will show you dreams, show you visions. Or you may be with some of your family, they'll just say, oh, do you know something like this happened in the past? Conversations will begin to come out. Why do we have so many beautiful women in this family, but they are not getting married? Why is that the children in this house, they struggle to become university graduates? You need to ask. Then you investigate. God will start showing you. You see, in Joel chapter 2, the scripture says that when my spirit comes upon you, you will prophesy, you will dream dreams, you will see visions. So God will use at least one of these channels to give you information. The problem is that most of you don't want to accept that your forefathers did wrong. And as long as you are defending a dead man, there's very little that can be done to help you. The man is dead. So let's address it. I don't know him. I don't know what my grandfather looks like, and I don't care. I don't know you. You didn't send me to school either, so I don't owe you anything. You are dead. I'm alive. And you better make sure you are in Christ. If not, when I come to heaven, you won't be there. People have allegiance to strange things. Something. Okay, my parents have been Christian. From what my dad is saying, he has been a Christian for since he was in the university in 1978. Which means this thing may not have been for my dad. Then you go backwards. Dad, can you tell me about your father? Tell me, if you are lucky, some of you that are fighting your parents, you better go there and collect history. Because to be delivered, you need history, you need revelation. You need history. Call your siblings. Say, I want to have weekend with daddy and mommy. Buy drinks. Like, what does daddy like? Malt. Buy. Cook pound yam that day. Your dad will not know where you are going. You are looking for information. Daddy, how did you meet my mom? That is the day you realize your dad broke the heart of three women before your mom outsmarted everybody. And now those three women have launched missiles against you and your parents. Now you are struggling. Your mom will never admit to you she was the fourth woman that outsmarted three. Say, Holy Ghost, you just don't pray. Go and ask your dad. He knows why you have it. There was a lady I was praying for, and the dad said to her, women in our family don't get married. How can a man say that to his 30-year-old daughter? And they are both educated. That's to tell you, your parents have information. They have information. They won't tell you. Many witches and wizards, they are workers in their churches. They hide in some of these churches. They hide, and the pastor can't see vision. He's there, blind. Today is... Are you still here? Because you know, today now shots have been fired. Amen. So I said demons can cause sicknesses and disease. And how do you know? You keep praying, or you go to the hospital, you get treated, and you are not recovering. So you need to begin to add a prayer dimension to it, because there's something the Bible refers to as the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity. I have fibroid. Cast out the spirit of infirmity. And all these things have been made provision. Jesus said, in Mark chapter 16. He said, they shall cast out. That means you want to take back the territory over your family. You want to take back the territory over your business, over, you know, all this drama going on around your life. Jesus said, before you do anything, once you come to me, what should you do? Cast, drive them out. So I can have space to walk. Come on, say, drive them out. Do you know what it means to cast? Please, give me Mark chapter 16 again. My brother, come. Sorry, just a brief demonstration. Jesus said, in my name, they shall what? No, it means to cast out. Push out. The guy said, what? Push him again. Push him again. Does that look like being nice? God, sorry, my brother. Congratulations. That's how I pushed out all your enemies. Amen. Yeah. That's the problem. Somebody say, I don't like the way they pray in some churches. You don't know anything. Your attitude must reflect what you are trying to do. Your prayer posture must reflect. You say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I hope it's not demons you are trying to cast out. I hope. It's like they have not opened your file. Or maybe you are not even aware you have a file. Jesus said, cast them out. Haven't you seen an angry woman before? Fighting over her son. Somebody beat her son in the street. And the boy came back home. Who beat you? Says, Mama, she, take me there. Take me there. Mama, pray, she, you know the look face. Na me. I go chop you. Mama Preshi, you're not safe. Mama Preshi, your husband no come there, you don't finish. See the way she's talking. You know what your son do? Bah! I don't give it. And they talk. You know, there are slaps and there are slaps. There are slaps that demobilize you. You cast out the devil. Let your attitude, come on now, let your attitude show that somebody is in charge here. What Jesus said is, when you come to me, go and take charge of your territory. That's what he's saying. These are the things we are dealing with here. I say, let your attitude reflect your stance. Let your attitude reflect your stance. There's a way you will talk. Whoever you are talking to knows that you are aware of something. You know what you are saying. You know what you are saying. Cast the devil out. Cast the bond woman out. Say, cast them out. Stop doing. We are not Englishmen. We are not Englishmen. Go and check revivalists of old who are from England. They didn't pray the way they pray now. You have been possessed by a devil. There is a spirit of prayerlessness. How can you be this comfortable with everything you know about your family? How can you be this? You can still sleep. Something has happened to you. Come and say, my eyes are open. Devils are nothing. But if you don't know what establishes your authority, if you don't know the legal document that establishes your authority, you will think a demon or a devil is doing you a favor by leaving. They have no place. Just the same way God flooded the earth, he asked you to flush them out of your life. Just the same way God flooded the earth with water, he has commanded you to take that assignment a step further and flood them out of your families. Come on, say amen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 and 45. Matthew chapter 12. Quickly. Matthew 12, 43 to 45. When the unclean spirit... Now, this is a type of spirit. It's called an unclean spirit. It's a demon spirit. And when you see this kind of spirit, you will find all kind of uncleanliness. You can get into this person's house and you notice that early in the morning, you see bottles of alcohol on his table. Why is everywhere smell? The guy is not a poor man. No. The guy has money. But you enter his space like, what's going on here? So anybody that wants to marry you now must be ready to clean. Uncleanliness of the soul, uncleanliness physical. You see. You see, when an unclean spirit has been, that means this spirit has been cast out of a man. Now, look at that scripture. When the unclean spirit is gone, where? Look at that scripture. When an unclean spirit is gone, where? So spirits can live inside of people. Are you seeing it now? He said, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, what happens to the spirit? He begins to walk where? Through dry places. What does the word dry mean? Somewhere there is no water. No nourishment. A desert land. He said, he will be looking for what? Seeking for what? Rest and finds none. So, stop. Just stay here. Demons and evil spirits. Please, are you with me? Demons and evil spirits, because they are disembodied spirits. Do you know what a disembodied spirit is? A spirit that has no body. So, which means they are in existence, but they are restricted because they don't have the framework to fully manifest themselves. A spirit is like a thought. Hello. A spirit is a real person, a real entity, but is restricted. It cannot operate on the human plane because of the limitation. When they say disembodied, that means a spirit without a body. So they look for expression and functionality in what obtains on this realm. For you to be able to operate on this realm, you must partner with flesh and blood. That was why even Jesus could not enter this earth except through a woman and be given flesh. Because that is what makes his operation here legal. If not, it will be spirit. The moment Jesus resurrected and he was given a new body, he couldn't stay here for long because his time was up. He didn't have blood. He had flesh, but he had no. Jesus didn't have blood again, but he had flesh. The blood is the sacrifice. That's why when we invoke the blood of Jesus, when you invoke it with holy reverence, something happens in the realm of spirit. The demons know the power of the blood. And that's why they raise strange doctrines saying you should not invoke it. You see pastors in church tell you, don't invoke it. Excuse me, how? Why? Show me the Bible. They say, show us where in the Bible, where people play the blood of Jesus. I say, excuse me. In the Old Testament, the blood was administered by what? By applying it over the property, the building, or over the people. They sprinkled it over the people. But in the New Testament, our administration of spiritual things is through our lips. We don't look for physical blood again. So what we can do to activate anything in the spirit realm, you have to speak it. To activate anything in the spirit realm, you have to speak it. To activate anything in the supernatural realm, you have to speak it. And the weight of revelation that you have concerning that thing, and the way you are engaged while doing it, is what triggers it. No demon can stand the blood of Jesus. No demon. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus. You are purchased. That's how powerful the blood is. The blood of Jesus is an entity in the courts of heaven, separate from Jesus. He is an entity in the court of heaven. If your sins will ever be forgiven, the blood must be available. The Bible says, give me that scripture. He said, when the demon leaves, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Which means that evil spirits, why do they look for animals and men and some of these objects? Do you know demons can hide in objects? Hey, I tire. That's the worst case scenario. You go to China. Oh, I love this Chinese artifact. I love this thing. It was won by Shen Hongha, who was the first Taoist priest. Oh, wow. It's an ancient time. This is 700 years old. Oh, wow. How much is just $2? Do you know how much those dangerous things can be very cheap? You will import demons through the aeroplane. And you tell your wife, it was won by the first priestess of the ancient order of the Confucianism temple. I said, why it looks so? I just thought of you when I saw it. Like, my, this looks so beautiful on you, baby. And you give it or not. Then she starts having nightmares. But you will never know. Because for the first 3 months, you will wear that, you won't feel anything. Then the demon will now wake up. Like, we're in Nigeria, this place is hot. Who there? Ah, new customer. I killed the last person who wore this thing. Be careful. You just go buy it. Say they are fine. If they told it was the devil, you won't buy it. It has to be fine to attract you. Don't be a child. Demons, we always look for items or places where they can find rest. So, which means that if a demon that has no embodiment is on the dry lands, the judgment of God, which God put upon them at the flood, that they will not have rest. That judgment is still at work. How did we know? The moment he no longer had the medium of expression, the Bible says, he became restless. That's the demon you are saying, I cannot sleep. They say, the spirit of, every time I sleep here, there's no light. There's the spirit of fear. You used to feel fear. It used to be everywhere is dark. The spirit of darkness. Pastor, you need to pray. The Bible says that spirit, when it is cast out, what happens to it? It becomes restless. Have you seen a restless person before? Oh, if you've seen a pregnant woman that is about to go in, there's a way the body changes. Sometimes they become very restless. So any opportunity they see, they take it. Any weak spirit around them, they possess the person. Because it's like pouring cold water on a person that is thirsty, that is in a hot environment. So the scripture says, give me that scripture. It says when the demon goes up and down, he's been sent out, he says he's seeking rest. And he does not find. So you see that demon, he looks weak. It needs a human host to find respite. It needs a human host. That's why you must refuse. You must resist. You can't stay in my family. You can't stay in my life. You can't stay in the life of my sister. You can't stay in the life of my brother. I can see that the marks of a demonic oppression is in the life of this. You can't stay here again. You can't stay here again. I can see it. If not, why would you be speaking to your brother or to your sister or to a loved one and say, stop smoking this thing. And he just looks at you and he smiles. Say, you smoke the ganja. I'm trying to deliver you. You are giving me this ganja. Why do you think the brother smoking that thing is not aware of the consequences? But somehow the devil has convinced him that smoking all this weed does not mean you will not live long. That all the world leaders, all the world musicians, those who are making it, they smoke this thing. Don't mind all these doctors. They are only trying to sell market. Say he's looking for rest and he finds none. Give me the next verse. Second service, we'll pray before I preach. So get ready. Then he said, this guy can talk. The demon said to himself, I will what? I will return. What did he refer to as the human host? What did he call the human host? You are the one that think you're a person. They don't see you as a person. When Paul was teaching us, and he was talking to us about how the Holy Spirit has made our bodies the temple of the Lord. Huh? Do you see how in the spirit realm, how they see us? They see us as a house. Peter was speaking and he said, for the Lord has revealed to me that I will very soon put off this house, this temple, this old habitation, because his time was almost up. This is how when you participate and allow uncleanliness around you, and you just tell yourself it's just once, it's just twice. This is what happens. They see you as a house. When they come in, they take ownership. It's just the same way you go out and you rent a house and they give you the keys. Demons see you as the weaker vessel. Once they can come in, they see you as the weaker vessel. That is why the moment a person is possessed by a devil, the first thing they touch is his resolve to fight. You can't cast out that devil. Because the devil will now introduce something into your life that you love. That's why people cannot be free. That's why you come to the church, you hear a message, and then you go to Chioma's house, you look her into her eyes. Oh, Chioma. But when I was preaching, you see, after this service, I shall be free. But Chioma was waiting at Ikejamo. And after the service, she just called, hey, babe. Don't call me babe. I'm a man. Don't call me babe. Call me babe. I'm a man. Nobody should call me babe. That's how I start, too. Okay. See, where are you? I'm just hungry. There's this new movie. You want to come around? Don't worry, I'm paying. I just want to take you out. I don't give you. Sure, my pastor don't preach this morning. I know they come. But when you heard the voice, you melted. You melted. Some of you know this melting I'm talking about. Some of you have experienced it before. Some of you know that the only problem in my life is this Chioma. This Chioma. He said, I will go back to my former house. How did they institute that agenda? By bringing Chioma back into the picture. You cannot be listening to all those songs that talk about women and how beautiful they are and all those bestseller music that are on Spotify, on YouTube, and you want to be free from women. You cannot be free. You cannot be free. Look at your songs. You will never be free. Or you are watching movies or musical videos where you see men. And the men are always properly dressed. In the videos, you see a man throwing money up and down, throwing money beside a borrowed vehicle, that they just parked. He's not even driving the car, he just parked it there, and he's dancing around the car and doing like this. Oh, we'll blow like this. He's doing. And that is your own idea of a man. It's your own idea. So how do you want to be free from the love of money? And how will you escape from being destroyed? So when they want to come into your space, what do? They give me that scripture. He said to himself, that means demons can have conversation. This thing is not working. We need to go back to our first love. You see, this other place, this one is one room. That other one was a terrace, duplex. Let's go back to Lekki. Then they come back. They know if they come in clear, you will resist them. They will send an old friend to you. He said, I will return to my house. This guy is claiming a house he doesn't have CFO on. He said, I will return to my house from whence I came. And when he's come, when he came back, he found that the house was what? Empty? Swept? Now, this is the mistake of many people who come for deliverance. You cannot be delivered without the word of God. It is not about casting out the devils. The moment the devil goes, you must now submit yourself to the teachings and the word of God. You must begin to memorize scriptures, put yourself on a growth plan, because every time the demon is cast out, what was the first sign we saw? The place became clean. The Bible said it was empty and swept. Garnish, that means to garnish something. You decorate it. That means the one who effected that deliverance meant for this place to be beautiful. But the demon is an unclean spirit. You say, this place is still clean. I know it's still like this, so they come. Tina Alpha, where it is? Okay. Skido, come, yeah, come. Area, Yeshu, oh yeah, come. He will look for eight more. Give me that scripture. He will look for, no, next verse. I need to round up here. He goes and he takes to himself seven other spirits. Seven is the number of perfection. Eight is the number of new beginning. So there are eight spirits now with a mandate for new beginning. He said, seven more spirits, more wicked. Do you know the word more wicked? If before he said, no, don't break anything. Don't break anything. You know, this is where I stay. We have wicked who say, hey, boom, break the flask. Hey, boom, bust his eye. Boom, make him sick. It's because he's okay. That's why he wants to be delivered. Affect his finance. Take his money away. Make him depressed. Let all his customers run away. Those ones, they are not here to play. Because their intention is not to leave. We put you here. You are palling your. This guy is your slave, man. You got to deal with him. That's why they kick you out, bro. Bring financial debt, curses, marital delay. Bring all kind of demons. Give me that scripture. He said, more wicked than himself. And then they enter in and they do what? They dwell there. They start living there. This is why you must cast them out. Because you cannot negotiate with them. You cannot negotiate with demons. And that's the way, you know, Pastor, that's it. Even my mother too, that's how she had it too. That's how she had it, you know. But we thank God. God said, hey, cast them out. God punish Satan. He said they dwell there. And then the last state of that man is what? It becomes worse. Don't be porous. Don't be empty. You to cast out these devils, you must know you have the authority. You must know. You must know it in your spirit. And you must be angry.
Rise on your feet.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus. I take authority by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. I invoke the blood of Jesus over my life, over my destiny. Let there be a flow of blood. Let there be a flow of fire. Let there be a flow of power. Begin to sweep through my life. Begin to clean through my life. Begin to push through my destiny. Kick out every demon. Oh, we kick out every demon. We wipe the place clean. In the name of Jesus. Every demon hiding in the corners. Every demon hiding in the corners. Hiding in unnecessary places. Bringing affliction and backwardness. We plead the blood of Jesus. We take authority in the name of Jesus. And we evacuate this space. We evacuate this space. We evacuate this space in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to call upon the God of heaven and earth. And you are going to say unto the Lord, if you know the patterns you have seen, backwardness, fear, never completing any project, and you have seen it in your life, you've seen it in the life of your brother, you've seen it in at least two places, you are going to call upon the Almighty God now.
And you are going to say, I want this demon out of our space. I want this demon out of our family. This familiar spirit hiding, this unclean spirit hiding within my family. You demon of backwardness. You demon of marital delay. You evil spirit that never allows a man complete a project. We take authority in the name of Jesus. We take authority in the name of Jesus. We take authority in the name of Jesus. We provoke the heavenlies right now. In the name of Jesus, we cast out every spirit of backwardness, every spirit of not doing well. In the name of Jesus, manda leba kura bayande legadayana. Oh, we take authority over the spirit of sickness, over the spirit of infirmity, over the spirit of retrogression, backwardness, delay, in the name of Jesus. Oh, legabia gorande giza de la baradia. We take authority in the name of Jesus. And we bind, and we cast out, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, there are some of you, you have things in your body you will need to throw up. You have things in your body that the enemy put there, and you need to vomit. Some of you have siblings at home who are afflicted of the devil. As we pray this prayer now, the power of God will go to their location. I prayed for a young girl, and as I was praying, I met with resistance. Then I asked the Lord, what is the way forward? The Lord said, cast out an unclean spirit. And then I cast out your unclean spirit. And the lady began to vomit. 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 Outside the church. Vomit. 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 Because I prayed for her on the road, just outside the church, in front. You see, you need faith too. Your own is to make the declaration. It is the work of the Almighty God to dispatch his angels to effect your words. So now, you are going to call upon the God of heaven. Whatever is in my body, whatever is in my body, whatever is in my digestive system, whatever is in my blood vessels, working against my life, working against my destiny, in the name of Jesus, I command them to come out. Over the life of my brother, over the life of my sister, I command it to come out. In the name of Jesus, whatever is in my body, in my soul, right now, let the power of God come upon you. 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 Begin to bring it out. Begin to throw it up. In the name of Jesus, La Zupaye Gadaya, La Biragune Maya Taya, Zoketeye Le Baruka Zaya, Zakatayi Makura. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. The power of God is flowing here. Bariba Kuyenata. Let that thing come out. Let that thing come out. Let that thing come out. You foul spirit. You foul spirit. Come out. You foul spirit. Come out. Your spirit of sickness. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Ale barebayala. Ale barebayala. In the name of Jesus, I command every poison to begin to come out. I command every infestation to begin to come out. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for we have received a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Let your power go forth like thunder. Let your power go forth like fire. Let your power go forth like fire. Like fire. Like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire. Hallelujah. Zelebere botosaya. Listen. Today, in the name of Jesus, I judge every spirit causing marital delay. Hallelujah. Every spirit causing marital delay. The Lord is against you today. The Lord of hosts is against you today. Lose them and let them go. Lose them and let them go. Every spirit eating babies in the wombs. Every spirit killing babies in the wombs. Not allowing women trusting God for children to have their baby. Today, your time is up. I was in Benin City last week. I prayed for a brother there. For 27 years of marriage, no child. 27 years of marriage. That's a long time. Any child of 27 years should be 26. Maybe even he could be a graduate. But the devil stood on his head. The brother said to me, say, Pastor, play low. He said, Pastor, I know feel be person. The power of God is flowing there. He said, I know feel be person. I don't spend all my money. He said, they have taken me to the abalis. They have taken me to different places. Don't worry, God's power is on you. Flow with it, flow with it. He said, he has gone to shrine. He has gone to doctors. He has gone to churches. He has gone to mosque for 27 years. He said, Pastor, I am not a human being again. I don't have anything. That was the last time I went there. Today, after that prayer, I went back to Benin City. I saw the wife's belly. I said, my sister. Wow, I looked at her. Hey, 27 years. The devil is a bastard. Listen, you are living here with your miracle. I was about to go to the airport. The brother said he wants to escort me. I said, don't escort me. Pastor Bada is here. Pastor Timothy. He said, I just want to see your face again. I said, let me pray for you. A man like over 50, he knelt down. He said, just pray for me. Pray for me. Ah, 27 years. The gate is open to you. Every spirit of backwardness, today we judge it. Every spirit of mental retardation, today we judge it. Every spirit that is killing your business, every spirit killing your business, every spirit on assignment to kill your business, today their time is up. Zaketali Amarasa. Second service, we continue the prayers. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God right now.